A small number of Syracuse residents let city lawmakers know their feelings on the future of Interstate 81 through the city's downtown at a public hearing on Monday. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney.
While public forums hosted by transportation planners have attracted hundreds of comments, the Common Council hearing brought out just a handful of people. The mile-and-a-half elevated portion of Interstate 81 that runs through downtown is reaching the end of its lifespan. DOT planners are engaged in a lengthy process to decide the roadway's future. Several people who did attend told the council they want more options and discussion. Resident Arlene Fordock says that section of 81 is what brings people and goods into the city.
We're talking about 1.4 miles. To be reconstructed and put back up. In that time period, 481 can be used. That's a good suggestion. But then flip it back to Interstate 81 through downtown. That's how we get our tourists.
She says the highway should be widened, though, to make room for emergency and law enforcement stops. The county legislature formally took a stand against the highway coming down. The city council has yet to take an official position. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.